still oppose the WHO pandemic treaty to become sovereign over nations, by Pam Long. From May 27 to June 1, 2024, the World Health Organization, WHO, will hold assembly in Geneva, Switzerland, to vote on two proposals: the WHO Pandemic Agreement and Amendments to the International Health Regulations, IHR, would give the WHO authority over nations under the guise of public health and pandemic preparedness. The Biden administration supports the two WHO proposals and placing the United States under the authority of the WHO. Several states have passed or introduced legislation to oppose the WHO and retain local government control. The pandemic treaty and IHR amendments usurp state and federal authority. These proposals give the WHO authority to govern nations in violation of constitutional rights during a public health emergency. The IHR recommendations will change from non-binding to legally binding for all member countries. These powers include: the WHO could declare a public health emergency and dictate measures including lockdowns, vaccine mandates, and quarantine of suspect travelers. The WHO intends to collect medical records and personal data. These health documents could be used to restrict travel. The WHO could decide which drugs are utilized and which drugs are restricted. The WHO could require the use of unlicensed drugs and remove liability from these drugs. The WHO could require surveillance of online information and dictate to nations to censor misinformation and disinformation. The WHO plans to expand authority with One Health over plants and animals, or the food supply. The WHO also plans to collect and manage potential pandemic pathogens without oversight. As global opposition has vocalized backlash to the proposals, The Defender reports that draft documents have tried to deceive the public about the WHO's power grab. The latest April draft removed the word binding for member nations, but the language throughout the document gives the WHO legislative, executive, and autonomous powers over national sovereignty. The new Compliance and Implementation Committee makes the intent clear. This is a violation of the WHO's constitution, which limits its power to an advisory body. The latest draft also moved the sections concerning the surveillance powers and censorship program to an annex. Is pandemic a Trojan horse for global restrictions on rights and freedoms? Most people in public health agree that the definition of pandemic should include some measure of not only transmissibility across geographic borders to populations without immunity, but also severe morbidity and high mortality, and disruption to society. By contrast, the common cold nor seasonal influenza should not be labeled a pandemic. According to the Brownstone Institute, this WHO power grab is especially concerning because the evolving definition of pandemic does not require that anyone becomes sick in a declared emergency. The new draft of the pandemic agreement now includes the following definition of a pathogen with pandemic potential, namely, any pathogen that has been identified to infect a human and that is novel, not yet characterized, or known, including a variant of a known pathogen, potentially highly transmissible and/or highly virulent with the potential to cause a public health emergency of international concern. It does not actually have to make anyone sick. Under this vague definition, could people who oppose tyrannical government trigger the WHO to enact restrictions based on a pandemic of people's disobedience? Could the WHO implement climate lockdowns based on a pandemic of non-compliance with energy restrictions? Call to action. As reported by The Defender, two states have passed legislation declaring their sovereignty and rejecting the WHO treaty. Utah and Florida have passed laws preventing the WHO from overriding state authority. Louisiana and Oklahoma have legislation in progress rejecting not only the WHO, but also the WEF's and the UN's jurisdiction in those states. 12 other states have introduced similar legislation or have legislation pending. On the state level, Dr. Meryl Nass, founder of Door to Freedom, informs activists that legislation, executive orders by governors, and attorney generals can declare sovereignty over the WHO. Nass explained that counties can also declare sovereignty over the WHO and provided resources on her website such as model resolution language. On the federal level, people can ask U.S. representatives to co-sponsor H.R. 79, WHO Withdrawal Act. The WHO advisory body aims to assert power over the U.S. Constitution, which is an act of treason, or attempt to overthrow a government and subjugate a sovereign nation. The time to act is now, before June 2024, because the media is already promoting fear that the bird flu will spread to cattle and humans.